City against Arsenal. And the facts for this game is, since beating Arsenal in their opening Premier League meeting with them in September 2008, Hull have lost 6 of their last 7 meetings with the Gunners, which is Arsenal's nickname, drawing 1. Arsenal have won 5 of their previous 6 visits to Hull in the league, losing only once to them in April 1915, so a very, very long time ago. The two sides have also played each other 4 times in the FA Cup in the last 3 seasons. Hull have won none of these games, including the 2014 FA Cup final, the other being a draw. Alexis Sanchez has scored 4 times and assisted 2 goals in 4 previous games against the Tigers in all competitions. And a final fact is, should Arsenal defeat Hull, they will have won the most games at the KCOM Stadium, as an away side in all competitions, currently 5 level with Burnley. So those are the facts for Hull against Arsenal on the 17th of September, which is this Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. And the next 3 o'clock kickoff is Leicester City against Burnley on the same day. Leicester City haven't lost at lost any of their last 9 league matches against Burnley, winning 6, drawing 3. Burnley twice pushed Leicester back the last time they played at the King Power Stadium, drawing 2-2 in October 2014. Burnley haven't won away at Leicester since November 2007. And Leicester City, the current Premier League champions, haven't lost at home in the Premier League against a newly promoted side since losing 5-0. Against Bolton in 2001. And a final fact for this match is, Burnley have won 2 of the last 3 Premier League away games, losing 1. They had won 2 of their previous 36 beforehand. So it's an incredible stat regarding Burnley. The next match on this coming Saturday sees Manchester City at home against Bournemouth. So the facts for this game is, Manchester City won both of their Premier League meetings with Bournemouth last season by a 4-goal margin, 5-1 at home and then 4-0 away. These defeats were the Bournemouth's joint heaviest in the Premier League in the inaugural season after losing 5-1 to Spurs in 2015. Raheem Sterling of Man City is his first Premier League hat-trick came against Bournemouth in October 2015, and Bournemouth have never beaten Manchester City in the league. They've drawn 2 and they lost the other 6. And the final fact for this match is, this is Manchester City's 250th Premier League game at their new stadium called the Etihad Stadium, winning almost 62% of their games since August 2003. So those were the facts for Manchester City against Bournemouth, 3 o'clock kickoff this coming Saturday. And the final game, 3 o'clock on Saturday, is West Brom at home to West Ham United. So West Brom have picked up 1 win in the last 11 Premier League meetings, with West Ham drawing 7 and losing 3. West Ham have won their last 2 away league games against West Brom. They've never won 3 in succession there. And West Ham are the only team to have been beaten in 3 successive Premier League away games are Fulham. Yeah, so let me just mention that again. So the only team West Ham have beaten in 3 successive Premier League away games is Fulham between 2002 and 2005. And Mark Noble scored twice in this exact fixture last April for West Ham, as West Ham won 3-0. And the final game this Saturday sees Everton at home at Middlesbrough with a 5:30 kickoff. So Everton have been beaten only once in their last 11 Premier League meetings with Middlesbrough, winning 6, drawing 4. Middlesbrough haven't won at Goodison Park, which is Everton's ground, in the Premier League since May 2000. And Everton have conceded just 1 once in their last 5 home games against Middlesbrough in the Premier League. And the final fact for this match is, Lukaku has scored against 20 different teams in the Premier League, and this will be his first appearance in the competition versus Middlesbrough. And I've just found another fact when I was doing my research. It's quite a long one, but hopefully you won't fall asleep while I mention this one. So stay awake, still another hour and 5 minutes of the show to go. So after going 1,139 minutes without a goal in competitive action for Everton, Lukaku has now scored 3 times in his last 29 minutes on the pitch for the club. Because as I mentioned to you earlier, in the the first 5-10 minutes when I was doing the results, was Lukaku scored a hat-trick, and as I mentioned, he hasn't scored for a while. But I didn't realise it was that long, 1,139 minutes without a goal. There's some astonishing fact. And then he scored 3 goals in 29 minutes. So that's also an astonishing fact as well. So those were the Saturday matches. Now I'll move on to Sunday matches. There's quite a few, actually, because we've got about 4 minutes left before the break. So I'll go through these ones as quickly as possible. So on Sunday, the 18th of... Sorry, yeah, Sunday the 18th of September at 12 p.m., which is midday, Watford are at home against Manchester United. And Watford have lost each of their last 9 league meetings with Manchester United, including the last 6 in the Premier League. And each of the Manchester United's 3 Premier League wins at Vicarage Road, which is Watford's ground, have been by a single goal margin. Troy Deeney, who's the Watford captain, scored from the penalty spot and a 90th minute own goal in this exact fixture last season as United won 2-1. Man United's last league defeat against Watford came in September 1986, and Watford have seen 5 different players score for them in the opening 4 matches of this season, and it took until 17 games last season, so a big turnaround there. And the next game on Sunday the 18th of September sees Crystal Palace against Stoke City. That's a 2:15 p.m. kickoff. Crystal Palace have won 4 of the previous 6 Premier League games against Stoke City, drawing 1 and losing 1. Stoke's only victory in the Premier League over the Eagles came in August 2013, in which Charlie Adam and Ryan Shawcross both scored for Stoke. Shawcross also scored in Stoke's last away league win at Crystal Palace in October 2007, and Palace's 6-3 win over Stoke in February 2004 is the last time they hit 6 in a league game, doing so on their way to get promotion into the Premier League. And the final fact for this match is this is Stoke City's lowest points tally after 4 games of a Premier League season, with only 1 point. The next game on Sunday, also at 2:15 p.m., is Southampton against Swansea. Southampton have lost just 1 of their previous 8 Premier League games against Swansea, winning 5, drawing 2. And Swansea have failed to score in 5 of their last 7 league games against Southampton. Swansea's 3 Premier League goals against Southampton have been scored in the 73rd minute or later. And the final fact for this match is the last time Southampton failed to win any of their first 5 games in a Premier League season was 2000-2001 season. And the final game this weekend sees Tottenham Hotspur against Sunderland, which is a 4:30 p.m. kickoff. Spurs are unbeaten in 12 league games against Sunderland, last losing to them in April 2010. Sunderland have lost 13 of their previous 15 away games at White Hart Lane, and the only team Tottenham have beaten more often at home in the Premier League than Sunderland is Everton. And the last Sunderland goalkeeper to keep a clean sheet at White Hart Lane was in September 1980. And we're coming up to the break, and inshallah in the second hour we'll be looking at cricket. And if you want to get involved in the show, you can call me at 11:30 on 01424252500, and we're going to a break now.